This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Can you express love to those who are out there like myself? Can you help them that they may put their gun down, that they may stop dealing the drugs? It all happened, as I was saying to you before. In Orlando, Florida, I was walking around with a gun in my waist, just waiting for a good reason to squeeze it off. And believe me, if you're on the street and you're running around with a gun, you're always looking out for yourself and the guy that's gonna rub you just the wrong way. Just the wrong way. Because you feel secure. Because you're on the street and you don't know what's gonna come your way. But let me tell you, the man that's out there with that gun, I trust that this testimony may be a help for you. Because when I went down in Orlando, Florida, leaving Canada, thinking that I was gonna be in the land of opportunity where I would do better than I was doing in Canada. Better didn't come my way. Better starts from the home. Better starts from within the heart. Better starts from when the word of God says, young man, I call you because you're young and strong to go into the highways and byways. To tell somebody about love. To tell somebody about what your mother taught you as a young man growing up. Mothers, fathers, I want to truly thank you for being there, for teaching me, Grandma. I want to give all the grandmothers the uttermost respect, because the word of God says, grow a child the way in which he ought to be grown, and he shall not, cannot depart from it. I have had that experience that it is true, because I was on my way to go shoot somebody in Florida, a place they call Ivy Lane. And I saw a church on the right-hand side. And I felt compelled to walk into that church. But you know what it was that compelled me? The seed that was planted as a young man. That seed that grew within inside of me to become a full-grown man. But through the path of life, I took a wrong turn. And for all you people out there that has taken that wrong turn, I want to tell you that there is a better way. That's why I love Martin Luther King when he said, I have a dream. Dreams are made to come true, and dreams can become reality. But in those dreams, you need a plan. And in reality, we need to succeed, to become a better people, to become one. As the word says, united we stand, divided we fall. I've never known a man to clap one hand, it takes two hands to clap. The chain is only as strong as the weakest link, folks. Which link are you gonna be? You're either a part of the problem or a part of the solution. I thank God for Jesus, because 14 months ago I became a part of the solution and no longer a part of the problem. Jesus brought me into that church and I knelt down and I said, Lord Jesus, I have no right to kill nobody, because he's done me wrong. And this was a man that I had bought a car from, a Porsche, because I had the money. I bought a car from this man, and he told me that the speedometer reading was only 80,000 miles. And I took it after a week of owning that vehicle and checked the compression to see how much mileage was on the engine. And I found out it was 180,000 miles, folks. That's right, 180,000. I got angry. I got angry, and being the hostile person as I was, I said, I'm gonna get even with that man. I'm gonna get even. I went looking for that man, and I said to him, I said, sir, you ripped me off. You robbed me, knowingly. And that man looked at me and he says, hey, that's just the way things are, but I ain't gonna give you back your money. I said, sir, you don't understand. I'm willing to give you $1,800 out of that money for the 1 week of ownership of that vehicle, because I was the one that was partially wrong also by buying the car, by not admitting my mistake. So I'm admitting my mistake. I was wrong. to purchase his car without checking it out properly. But here's $1,800 you can take from the money and give me the balance. That man said no. And being as I just got, went to Florida, I said, well, I just got here. I'm not gonna make no friends this way by being bad. So let me keep it cool. I'm gonna go through the courts. And I went through a small claims court where judges and jury just get together and sort of hear your problem and tell you who's at fault before you have to go to a Supreme Court. And they told me that this man was wrong to sell your vehicle at that mileage that he said it was. He lied to you. And in the state of Florida, Canada, throughout the United States, you cannot mess with an odometer. It's against the law. It's illegal. So I thought that was grounds enough to get back my money. Anyway, this man felt that he ain't gonna give me back my money. So he took it upon himself to come looking for me. He came down by a place that I used to hang out. And he asked, is Jerry Thompson there? And a friend of mine says, no, he ain't here. You missed it by 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes ago, he rushed out of here. And when that man turned around, my friend saw him with a gun in his pocket, holding on to the trigger because he only saw the handle of the gun. Had it been me that answered that door, I would not be here to testify today. Because in Florida, they don't warn you they're gonna kill you. They just do it or they leave you alone. And because of those 2 minutes why I'm here today, I want to tell you something. God is real. You know how I know God is real? Because he made a change in my life. He gave me those 2 minutes to decide whether I wanted life or death. And I chose life. But I didn't choose it just then. I figured I was angry. This man was gonna die. I went home and cleaned my gun. And I looked up his address in the phone book. And I went looking for this man. You hear what I'm saying? I said I went looking for this man because I saw myself putting 3 bullets in this man. I wanted to murder him. But you know what? That church on Ivy Lane, what my mama taught me as a young man growing up, son, if you try everything and everything fail, try Jesus. Because the word of God says, knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. There was no minister there to say, Jerry, don't do it. There was no friend there to say, Jerry, it's wrong to take somebody's life. Because you know when the chips are down, there ain't nobody there. The decision is yours. And believe me, sometimes, many times I found myself between a rock and a hard place, just like you. The place that you are at right now, my friend. Listen to me, drugs dealer. Hear me, man. Hear what I'm saying. Give yourself a better chance. Try Jesus. If you put the drugs in the right pocket, believe me, God is there. Put them in the left. So when the deal doesn't go down and somebody draw a knife at you or draw a gun at you and you can't do nothing else, cry out for Jesus. Because remember, you got nothing else. And believe me, you'll find out how much power is in his name. There is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he says, greater is he that is in me, oh God, than he that is in the world. He came not for the righteous. Listen to me now, hear me. He came not for the righteous, oh God, but for the lost. The one that has the problem. The one that just can't find a way out. You're the one that he's interested in. You're the one because he done it for me. And my God said he's no respecter of person. He will save you. Only if you give him a chance. And that is the reason why today I left Florida. I went looking for that man. Yeah, I did. But I ended up in that church. Thank God for Jesus. I want to say thank you, Jesus, because you brought me out of the miry clay. You set my feet on the rock to stand, to go out there and tell my pimp friends, my prostitute friends, everybody, anybody that knows me. And who does not know me, Sharon, believe me, honey, you will not be a stripper forever. Mike, hear me, man. You will not always be in the position that you are. I cannot disclose it, even though your name is not the last name, I can't give it. But remember me, because I was there once, and look what the Lord has done. I did not do it through self, but he that believeth shall have life. And if you believe that your life can change, he says, ask and it shall be given, knock and it shall be opened. I did ask. I said, Lord Jesus, make a change in me. Give me a renewing of my strength. Restore my joy. I remember before I found Jesus, I used to phone my mother when I needed strength. I had all my prostitute girls around me. I had all kinds of people around me that said they loved me. But the kind of love that they were giving me was not what I was looking for. And some of you know what I'm talking about, because some of you lost. Gained what you wanted, but lost what you had. And what you had was what was for you. And now what you gained, you truly realize that, this ain't gonna work. But remember, Jesus saves, he keeps, and he sanctifies. And he will fill you with his love. He will fill you with his grace. Because he said his grace is sufficient to keep you. And I just want to tell you, oh, I got Jesus on my journey. Because I can't make it by myself. I got Jesus on my journey. Because when everybody else fails, Jesus never fails. He never fails. He is my everything. He is my today and my tomorrow. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah Jireh. He is the great El Shaddai. Oh, how wonderful is his name. How marvelous is he. Oh God, I thank you because you came not for the righteous. Because I would never receive you. Because I am a sinner. Need only saving grace. I'm only saved through faith in you, Lord. For those who are out there who are hearing this tape, I want to call you. And I want to tell you that God is real, because I have found out how real he is. There's so many testimonies that I can truly tell you about. But hear me, friend. This tape that I am doing, it is not a Jerry Thompson thing. I use the name The Equalizer because together we stand. Let us even the odds for the children out there who have no refuge. This tape is available to each and every one of you out there who's dealing the drugs, who's carrying a gun. Believe me, God is gonna work a miracle through this tape. I truly believe that, and when I use his name, I do not wanna use it in vain, because unless he has called me, I've learned not to say God said. But through faith, if you have faith, if you own one of these tapes and you're listening right now, participate, because united we stand, divided we fall. Believe, reach out and give somebody one of these tapes. Somebody that you know is in need to hear this tape this moment. Reach out and give them something good, the substance, the word of God. What greater gift can anybody give to another individual? And I pray to God that this testimony may help somebody out there. Because it helped me to put my gun down. It helped me to leave the prostitution alone. To leave the strip joints. To leave all. Because the Lord tell me that all things have passed away. And all things have become new. Friend of mine, there's a renewness. And I am truly your friend, because I understand what you're going through now. You might not be able to drop it today or tomorrow. But remember Jesus. Remember that he saves and he keeps and he sanctifies. Remember that he is everything. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah, the great El Shaddai. Remember him, friend. And these tapes are available for you if you're ready to put the gun down. I will give them to you. And all I ask in return is that you may give unto others and give back to me half of that money that you sell to receive that tape, to come out of that predicament, just that I may continue the giving to others. That is all that I ask, because this tape is not a Jerry Thompson tape. It is a believer's tape. It is he that believeth that is going to receive. And if you are ready to stop what you're doing, I am willing, through the power invested in me through Jesus Christ, to give unto you these things. So find me wherever I am. My phone number is 416-680-6580. And if you cannot reach me at that number, I want you to take this tape and duplicate it and give to somebody else, because it ain't about money. It ain't all about money. It's more important than that. It's about our young people. They're dying. Can't you see for yourself what drugs is doing? It's robbing them of their future. It's taking away all that we as parents has embedded in them and pray that good may come. But hear me, folks. God is not dead. He is still alive. And if you are there and you're listening to this tape, I urge you to say this prayer and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Need to be saved by grace through faith in thee. And I've listened to this tape, Lord God, and I truly believe that it is calling me personally. Because, Lord God, never before have I heard such a thing. Never before have I heard such a testimony that has brought me alive to realize that there can be changes. Jesus, save me now. I accept thee, Lord God, as my personal Savior, because thou hast truly forgiven me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, of my sins, because I've done wrong. I've done so much wrong, I think that I don't know if any pastor would forgive me, or the Pope would forgive me, or anybody would forgive me on this earth. But Jesus Christ, you said that even the vilest offender I shall forgive. And I come at your door now, Lord God, and I knock. You said, if anybody knock, come in. Jesus Christ, I urge. Hear me, folks. God is everything. Receive him. Regardless of the position that you're in, receive him. There are many people out there that are lying. They're telling lies, but yet they profess that they're born again. So what of you who has the gun in your waist and dealing drugs? You too can look to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in to stay. Make a change. I know that it won't happen overnight, because even when I professed that I was born again, I was still in the gambling house. I was still out there doing wrongs, because where I went and received Jesus as my personal Savior, they did not know the things that I was doing. But listen to me. There's gonna come a day when Jesus Christ is gonna make that full change inside of you, but your faith must grow. And it is a daily walk. And even though you have wrongs in your life, you can truly believe that God will make that change. Because he said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. So don't give up, because you're all too legit to quit. You hear what I'm saying, folks? We're too legit to quit. And remember, for those of you who are out there and can help somebody by giving them one of these tapes, because your affordability is the dependability of others who may profit. And it's giving somebody eternal life, because it's the best gift that you can give. So give them this tape and reach out to them, that they may be helped through this tape. I ask not for donations. I ask not for charity. I heard a story once when it says,
good evening to my friend listening to WCNO 89.9. Good evening to you. My name is Brother Gary, and I'm going to be with you every Monday from 4 to 5 right here. And this is where I'm going to be. I'm a little bit up and down right now. I'm coming into your life from Boston. But I know you guys are all right in Florida. I'll be jumping on a flight later on and hitting the town. Good evening to you, everybody. Enjoy the great music. It's called Caribbean Hour right here every Monday from 4 to 5 on WCNO. I'm going to say a beautiful good evening to my friends over there at the pharmacy in Port St. Lucie, and our pastor Good evening to you, sir, and good evening, Bishop Gray and the whole crew. Everybody, good evening to everybody. Do me a favor now. Can somebody just send me a text, good evening, please? And what's the temperature in Florida? Somebody send me a text and text with the temperature in Florida. Here's my number, 305-305-6494. 305-305-6494. Every Sunday. Every Monday, I'm going to be here from 4 until 5 p.m. It's now 4:20, and I hope you guys are having a good time. Good evening to my engineer back in studio. Good evening to you, sir. How everything is going on? I hope everything is going good. Good evening to the whole family over there at WCNO. Keep it locked. I'll be right back after this one. Somebody send me a text now. 305-305-6494. I'm going to drop some second chance, some penicillin. We're going to drop some music. Keep it locked to WCNO 89.9. Don't forget, put it on the calendar. Brother Gay boat ride coming up. We're going to give away a free bus ride from Port St. Lucie. Free bus ride from West Palm Beach. December 15th. And I'm going to tell you about the major concert right here in Port St. Lucie. Saturday, November 2nd. I'm going to tell you about that one too. A whole lot more. And don't forget, put it on the calendar. March 1st, right here in Port St. Lucie. It's called Laugh and Praise. Yes, Laugh and Praise. Good evening. Hosted by my good friend. I'm going to tell you, just keep it locked. Laugh and Praise. So these are the dates. Put them on your calendar. And Mother's Day. Yeah, I'm reaching far. Soon come. Keep it locked. The Brother Gay Show. Right here on WCNO. Good evening. voice of one, Mr. Second Chance. Good evening to my friends. Good evening to my engineer back in studio. Good evening, sir. I hope and pray that you are doing well. It's 4:30. And hey, come next week, we're going to have some good times. Can somebody do me a favor? Please, can you just text me the temperature in Florida? Here's my number, 305-305-6494. I'm trying to tell somebody that our temperature in Florida is way nicer than what's going on here in Boston. Yeah. Somebody send me a text now, please, and let me know what's the temperature. Come on, I want to show my friend right here that the temperature in Florida is nice. He's telling me that they have the best temperature here. And I said, no way. We have the best temperature in Florida. That's why we are who we are. Good evening to everybody. Good evening. Again, send me a text on my cell phone, 305-305-6494. Send me a text and remember, just send me a text, 305-305-6494. Brother Daniel, thank you very much for your updates. Thank you guys so much. Good evening to everybody. I love you, man. You guys, yes, I'm showing off here in. Brother Daniel from Port St. Lucie, good evening to you. And let me see who this is. Who is this? Name. N-A-name. Good evening. Let me see who else texts me again. But it's 99 degree. Can I hear Toy loud and clear? Sister Ruth, good afternoon to you, young lady. Sapa say to all my Asian community, good evening. Let me see who is this. Somebody says 100, and I think it's Sister Ruth. In your face, my brother. It's 99 degree and it feel like 115. That mean if you feel our weather in Florida, you will not go to hell. So come to live in Florida and I guarantee you will not go to hell. Sister Ruth, good evening to you, young lady. How are you and the family? I hope and pray that everybody's going good. Family, I promise you, come next week, Monday, I'm going to be in town for the next, I'm not traveling. I'm traveling Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday. I'll be in church Sunday morning. Oh, but I start a new radio show on Sunday morning. No, I can't go to church. I'm going to church Sunday morning. But let me tell you, thank you to everybody who texts me. I appreciate the love. And that's a whole heap of love. Brother David said it's currently 91 in Palm City. Thank you. Let me see if anybody in Vero Beach, anybody listening in Vero Beach or in Palm Bay, can you text me the temperature? Where are you at? Because somebody told us it's 872 degrees in Florida. And I'm like, where do you get that? He said, Brother Gary, I heard it's 72. We are good, Brother Gary. Thank you, Sister Ruth. You enjoying the music? Hope you guys are enjoying the music. But I'm jumping and getting myself out of here in a few. And I just want to take a time. I travel with my equipments just to do my show from here. And I just bought these new equipments. And I have where anywhere in the world I'm going to be, now I can do my show. You can believe that? Anywhere. It's called just some new equipment I just bought. I spent over $5,000 just to buy these equipment to get them. And because I don't want to miss any more of my WSCNO show. I love these people. I love my Bible quiz. I love asking questions. I love to drop my music. But Saturday is really bad for me. Because I work for an agent. And when I say, they book me crazy. Yes, we are jamming in the car. We love you, your music. Thank you, Sister Ruth. She says she's jamming. You can't say jamming, Sister Ruth. That's all like Bob Marley. You can't say jamming, girl. Good evening. Well, you can't say jamming. You cannot say jamming. You gotta say we praise it. You gotta say we praise it. Yes, good evening. But listen, man, I'm having a good time. God is really using me all over the world. And I'm just Friday. It's just a whole heap of day events going on. And I'm asking God to just give me health and strength. I'm doing good. It's just busy. But I'm here. I make a pledge, because my wife get mad at me and said, you have to do your Monday evening show, because that's her show. And where's Brother Shah? Brother Shah, good evening to you. I'll be there. And remember, if you're buying a house, make sure for information, ladies and gentlemen, he's the one for information. Yes, he's still around. I know he's on the road doing an inspection. If you're buying a house, if you're changing the insurance, 561-574-7656. 561-574-7656. But keep it locked. Can I ask you a question? What's the name of your church? Do you visit that? Do you have a church of your own? Yeah, I want to go visit a church on Sunday. Can somebody text me the name of their church? I want to go visit a church. I want to go visit a church. I start anytime after 11. Because I do a radio show from 6 to 10. And then I want to go to visit a church. Whether you're in Port St. Lucie, Palm Bay, anywhere you are. I want to go visit. Just do me a favor. Send me your address of your church. Any church you go to, And I want to come and visit on Sunday. I'm going to text you and let you know I'm going to visit your church. 305-305-6494. Next question, do you have any East Indian mango? Anybody listening to Brother Gary today, do you have any East Indian mango? I promise you, if you have East Indian mango, I'm away from the airport tonight. This evening, I will stop and pick up a few. I'm Jamaican. I only eat East Indian mango. My mango friend who I know, he live in Palm Beach, no mango this year. Does anybody listening to WCNO have any East Indian mango? I don't eat no other mango. I only eat East Indian. If you have any mango, I will buy a dozen from you. Or if you want to give me free, I will take it. But if you have any East Indian mango, if you're not Jamaica, you're not going to know what's an East Indian mango. An East Indian mango is the most expensive mango in Jamaica. And if you're driving through Lindsay, you can get it on the sidewalk every year. I don't know where they get it, but somebody is growing. But anyway, send me a text now and tell me if you have any East Indian mango at your home. And if you want me to pick it up tomorrow, I'll pick it up tomorrow. I am freak when it comes to East Indian mango. And this year, I get none. Every mango tree who I know, they said that no mango beer this year. I even go around my friend's house, nobody mango beer. But anyway, keep it locked to WCNO. Send me a text if you have any mango. The name of your church, and I'm going to come back in the next few minutes and big up your church. Send me a text, 305-305-6494. Good evening to the whole WCNO family. Good evening, 305-305-6494. Send me a text right now, and I'm going to, with the name of your church, or if you have any East Indian mango tree, I can come there. If you don't have any lizard in your house, I will come and go in the tree because I'm good at climbing, but I'm scared of lizard and frogs. I'm not too scared of alligators. I just don't go in their direction because they don't speak English. But I'm scared of lizard and I'm scared of frogs. So if you have frog in your tree, I'm not going in your tree. But send me a text, 305-305-6494. Let's go pop some more music. Keep it locked to WCNO.
Elephant Monday.
hot.
It's all you're lucky, you're lucky. Come with you.
I need you, Lord. Through the night, lead me
I hope you guys have a beautiful afternoon. May the Lord bless you and guide everybody. Be safe, be good. Remember, take care. You're number one. You're number one. Supposed to be you. Have a wonderful afternoon. It's 4:55 right here on your radio. Call a friend and tell a friend. Keep it locked to WCNO, the People's Station, no other station. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. I'm out. Peace. See you again next week, 4 to 5, right here on WCNO.
Don't think that I'm here to talk to you because I want to prove that I can be bad. I'm here because I'm one of the stories that turned out good. And that is the reason why I want you to know that there is hope for those who are out there.
There's plenty of hope for the drug dealer. There's plenty of hope for the man that's carrying a gun. There's plenty of hope for the girl that's doing prostitution. There's plenty of hope for each and every one. And I'm gonna tell you my story now. And it all started in Orlando, Florida. Not but about 2 years ago, by the time you receive this video or this tape, it'll be about 2 years. And I want you to know that the only thing that can change, changes, and there are truly changes that are needed to be made, is the word. Something that each and every one of us have in us and do not even realize how powerful that word is. The police can't change things. They can try. They spend millions and millions of dollars on the drugs, trying to prevent drugs, but the only thing that we have is that secret weapon, and it's called L-O-V-E. And that word love is gonna shine a light that you may see who's speaking right now. The word love is strong. Let me say it to you over and over and let the light shine and come to you. Love, love changes things. Love gives you light. And light gives you love. And I sincerely mean that, folks. I'm here not to waste my time anymore, because I've wasted enough already. What I have done is I've put the gun down, and that is the way I've expressed love. How can you express love to those who are out there like myself? Can you help them that they may put their gun down, that they may stop dealing the drugs? It all happened, as I was saying to you before. In Orlando, Florida, I was walking around with a gun in my waist, just waiting for a good reason to squeeze it off. And believe me, if you're on the street and you're running around with a gun, you're always looking out for yourself and the guy that's gonna rub you just the wrong way. Just the wrong way. Because you feel secure. Because you're on the street and you don't know what's gonna come your way. But let me tell you, the man that's out there with that gun, I trust that this testimony may be a help for you. Because when I went down in Orlando, Florida, leaving Canada, thinking that I was gonna be in the land of opportunity where I would do better than I was doing in Canada, better didn't come my way. Better starts from the home. Better starts from within the heart. Better starts from when the word of God says, young man, I call you because you're young and strong to go into the highways and byways. To tell somebody about love. To tell somebody about what your mother taught you as a young man growing up. Mothers.